everyone. Welcome to the podcast that rocks, where we talk about news in the world of rock, alternative metal, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
See, that was great. Oh, it sounds like we're laughing. We're all having fun and a good time. Ha-ha. 55 likes for everyone watching on YouTube. We'll get a festival rock or flop round where we book a random festival. Last week, we had some donations, and all the festivals worked out well, especially the fan-voted ones and the ones that fans contributed to. It's become a reoccurring theme where the donated festivals, where people donate to support the channel, are way better than whatever we book. So I'm fine with that. Get your money's worth, and we're sorry that we booked the lame day, but that's what it is. So also, you got a gazoontite in the YouTube chat. So there you go.
I see that.
Thank you all for joining in. Hope you all are doing well. We do have a decent amount to go through. Do you say we just get into it? No more preamble. We'll do pitches and stuff later. So, Alex, Rowan, are you ready for the Return of Warped Tour?
Woo!
Yeah.
And
I'm like, I'll give it a good golf clap.
Well, those three responses really were the perfect emotional responses from three adults who were not as experienced with Warped Tour in its heyday. I think that's fair, right?
I was kind of answering from my knees. They're not really up for it.
Yeah. My knees are fine. The lower back after a while, that's what gets me a little bit. So, you know. However, yep. We got word that at this past weekend at When We Were Young, a festival we'll be talking about the aftermath of that, that there were banners and posters up advertising Warped Tour's 30-year anniversary and the three festival dates. Turns out it was true, and Warped Tour was doing advertising at When We Were Young. Not so much a cross-promotion as it just was buying out advertising and promoting it with bands that are going to be at both events. If you're looking on screen, you will now see the three dates that will have a weekend festival at each. First, June, Washington, D.C. July, Long Beach, California. And November, Orlando, Florida. I'll get this right out of the way. November is the best time to have a festival in Florida. 100%. That's where they had Warped Tour in Orlando that I covered it in August, and it was the most miserable, disgusting, sweaty, swamp-filled mess you can imagine. However, November, that's the right time. The return of Warped Tour 30 years, however, will return in Washington, D.C. at a new festival grounds, apparently, at RFK Campus. I've never been. My wife says it's new. We shall see. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because there's a few reasons. Before I get into some of the other things I found out about, Alex and Rowan, do you have any initial thoughts before we dive in? Alex, go ahead if you have anything.
From what I've learned, I'm excited to hear what you've learned because maybe you have more info than I do. From what I'm hearing so far from Kevin and the team, I think it's going to be kind of cool. A nice, you know, tribute, tip in the hat, 2-day festival, getting all the bands together and kind of going out. It's kind of like what we initially saw or talked about when we first saw that announcement, where it's like all of these new bands mixed with all of these, you know, veteran bands that were expecting at Warped Tour. So right. I'm excited to see what they do.
Very, very fair. Rowan, any thoughts?
Yeah, no. Same thing, honestly. It's just like, it's cool that like, I think this is the perfect like way to go about it. Just having like a nice mix of both like new acts and legacy acts. One of the new acts though, just because he was talking about it on Twitter or some platform, Ronnie Radke said something about Warped Tour.
We'll get to that. I promise.
Makes me less excited.
Well, let's not push. What's the line? Put the buggy in front of the horse. Is that the old 1800s line? Is that right?
We'll put the buggy before the horse. Sure. Yes.
Don't
put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, there you go. See, same thing.
The buggy.
Jeez, you guys are old.
I know, right?
Back in my day,
we didn't use horses. There. So, with these three weekends, I was right in my prediction in the video I made a few months ago. Warped Tour is not going to return in the way it was. The 50-date monstrous circus on wheels tour, where there was it was an unlawful realm in every city, and that's where a lot of problems happened. That's a good thing that this is the structure. They can keep an eye on everything and have a nice little campus for a weekend at a time. Hopefully, Kevin can be a little more proactive with what could potentially happen, because I think he is very aware of the bad name Warped Tour has made over the last 10 years without there being Warped Tour. And I think that's very. Go ahead.
Are you referencing certain acts that have been linked to Warped Tour?
Many acts, including Kevin Lyman, who defended said acts even after evidence and arrests were made.
Just making sure I didn't miss something else. We're good.
They're going to have a security camera at every tour bus in the parking lot.
I'm fine with that. If that's what it takes, fine. More security is in the backstage than it is out in the front, making sure people are safe. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
But besides the point, I think this could do a lot of good. The first thing that I want to point out is it's true that this is going to be, the rumors are true, this will be a Live Nation run festival. No more independent Warped Tour sponsored by Vans, blah, blah, blah. It's now Live Nation presents Vans Warped Tour. What does that mean for you? Those $50 tickets you spent? Yeah, that's a thing of the past. Minimum for pre-order. Let's see if we can do this live. Okay, yeah, so they don't have the ticket prices up yet. Just click for pre-sale. You want to have dudes stay connected. Rumor is the cheapest general admission for pre-order is $149.99. Now,
I love capitalism.
I'm not saying that's terrible for a weekend festival. You're going to get a lot of value out of that. What I'm saying is that is very far removed from Warped Tour, and that's a pre-order price before the festival's announced. That's what kind of hurts.
That really hurts me is that comparatively, that's not that bad of a deal to prices now.
No, it's not.
You know what I mean?
That's fair.
We looked at When We Were Young prices that just happened this weekend. Quite the difference now.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, you will get a lot of value. $150 comparatively even to 2019, the last year that Warped Tour did anything where they had festivals like this. Not terrible. Keep in mind, those are pre-sale tickets before the lineup is announced. That's a huge difference when the prices go up. So just keep that in mind if you're interested in DC, Long Beach, or Orlando.
Also, again, though,
go ahead. Go ahead.
No, yeah, but that does sound like a good deal because there are bands, there are just single acts just at their regular concerts who are charging way more than $150. For $150, you get a whole weekend show. Even if it's not all winners, you still will probably find enough to justify that comparatively. Yes.
And I get that it's a spectacle too. It is going to be an event. And if those were your bands back in the day, like the Emo Revival, When We Were Young Fest, it's going to have a massive amount of crossover. How do we know that? Because there was Warped Tour representatives at When We Were Young Festival. And boy, oh boy, did they make sure to get their words out. 3083, Simple Plan, August Burns Red. They all did interviews for Warped Tour at When We Were Young, talking about Warped Tour coming back and how they're excited to be there. So,
Scandalo.
Story of the year. Simple Plan doesn't count as a band, but
August Burns Red confirmed.
So, August Burns Red. So, there's quite a few bands that are already alluding to what it's going to be. It's going to be much more of what we've already seen from Warped Tour, from the older bands. We don't know what the big money-making band names are going to be, except for maybe one. See, this is where the crappy drama side of all this comes out, and I hate how YouTube really relies on this, and I also hate how it's Warped Tour drama already, and it hasn't been a week, but here we go. Roddy Radke was going on a big old fancy hate tweet spree again, bragging about how successful he was and that he outsold Mayhem Fest. His show at the LA Forum with Falling Reverse outsold Mayhem Fest. Headlined by Bad Omens, it had many other bands like Poppy and a bunch of others, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's get to reading. Goodness. He said, as I pull it up, did I already click out of it? Oh, that's right. I have to pull it up here. Excuse me. Find it so funny that these people complain if they're going to play Warped Tour when I'm a staple of it. On top of Mayhem Festival having 23 bands on it and can't even sell 40% of venue capacity, and I go do a makeup show and do double the amount of tickets on my own.
So get humble. Ready.
He really is the bad guy.
Get ready to be upset, losers. That's how he signs off, and this was out of nothing, out of nowhere. First of all, we'll go to this. The Vans Warped Tour account, official account on Twitter, replied with, "Roddy Radke, our king, you dropped this," with a crown emoji.
Cringe.
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 Pandering.
That is such a 15-year-old fangirl tweet. You dropped this, our king.
I like that. That makes me uncomfortable.
That's from the Vans Warped Tour accounts. Also, that's not just some rando. It's already gotten weird. Then, Sumerian Records, the label with many bands at Mayhem Fest and When We Were Young and the eventual Warped Tour chimed in, saying, hey man, Mayhem did over twice the amount of tickets that your LA Forum show did. Mayhem has never sold out Glen Ellen in the history of the brand. It's literally the biggest amphitheater in the U.S. You're an amazing success story, but I don't know why you gotta attack Mayhem. Jeez. Damn. It's such a mess already. Look at everything that's involved, and it hasn't even been a week, and nothing else has been announced yet. That's Warped Tour. That is Warped Tour. There you go.
No, he did this for attention.
That's what he does best. That's what he does best.
Yeah.
For better or worse. It's such a...
He's like, oh, I didn't... I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just don't like it when he goes... When he brags... He has so much to brag and be proud of. Why do you got to go make up stuff and exaggerate when that stuff can be easily verified and disproven?
Seriously.
Yeah, again, he said it himself. Up. He's the bad guy. I'll put my own boo here right now. There we go.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as monsters go, he is pretty popular.
Oh.
I had to get mine in. Rowan got his in. I had to get mine in.
What's sad is that still both of those are less cringy than Warped Tour's response, our king, you dropped this with a crowd emoji.
Well, we meant to be cringy. They were actually trying to
what's the term the kids use? Were they trying to get Senpai's attention? But it's Warped Tour?
Senpai?
Oh, that's what they treat. That's how this fan base.
Are you trying to say are you trying to say Warped Tour is a yandere?
Look at the audience they usually clamor for, both Warped Tour and Ronnie Radke and Falling in Reverse. I know that's awful, but kind of paints a picture. We'll move on from that.
It should have been more of a tsundere.
I just wanted to point out that what we're going to find out more and more stuff about Warped Tour, about these three festival weekends, it's going to be very much more of the same. I would not expect Falling in Reverse not to be there after something like that. Keep in mind, that's another problematic band already booked for a festival known for having problematic bands.
Yeah,
not the best way to kick things off in a return, but they're trying to make money and rebuild Warped. And Kevin Lyman said, if this goes well, they'll have more dates the following year. It'll just snowball and avalanche until it's back to the 50-date touring circus where everything's a nightmare, a sweaty, gross nightmare.
I jokingly said about like having a security camera by every tour bus. You just need to have a cop on standby at the Falling Reverse tour bus.
Yeah. Well, I also feel like you need to have refunds on standby, because if he might just like catch the wind incorrectly in DC and say, screw it, I'm going home. Oh, well, yeah. There goes your main event. He had a like, fit again.
Ronnie literally woke up on the wrong side of the bed and now he doesn't want to perform.
Yep. Someone just said, give Ronnie Radke the smallest stage at Warped Tour, like the Left Journey's foot stage, like the small one that's like really low to the ground. Woof.
Yeah.
We shall
see. At least there's only three dates.
Exactly. And they're separated out by the first two by a month solid by four time zones. And the second and the last one's all the way in November. So there's plenty.
Oh, he's got to show up to two and then wait a few months and then show up at the last one. It'll be.
They'll be paying him a lot. He'll get a bigger cut than most.
Yeah.
Especially over his band. But that's besides the point. So we'll have to see. We'll have more. Please let it not be awful Warped Tour news. Positive Warped Tour news. Maybe the lineup will blow us away. Maybe it'll be fun. You know, maybe
I'm honestly super hopeful.
Yeah, we can be hopeful about something like this. I know a lot of people are happy. A lot of elder emos who are unaware of the shenanigans of Warped Tour, the dark side, are very happy to relive their glory days. Somehow they might have to take more breaks and bring their own water bottle. And but their parents will still drive them in, though, because that's just how it is. There, I got all the cliches, right? That's all the cliches for Warped Tour fans. Okay.
I just imagine all the 40-year-olds just bring back their old pixie cuts from the from the 2000s.
The thing, like, when I was in, like, 2000s, like, 2009, when I was in college, it's like they had the scarf on a t-shirt. So it's just a scarf and, and that was the accessory. So it's like, oh, it's not even cold out, but you're wearing a scarf around. That was, like, the emo season, so...
It's like when I wear a beanie. It's not even emo. It's just hipster.
Yes, exactly. Especially in the summer. So.
Yeah.
Moving on. Something we already talked about a little bit was When We Were Young Festival. That happened this past weekend in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds. This is co-owned by the same company that does Sick New World. This was the album playthrough festival. Why does that matter? Because there were a lot of albums that were scheduled to be played through that didn't happen. However, we already know about the Used getting cut off last song because their debut, that album they were playing through, was longer than 30 minutes, and they tried to go through anyway, and they cut them off after a minute into the final song. Like, full-on classical, pull-the-switch, powers-off type cut-off on the Used. Things like that happen.
But he gets the hook.
Yes, like the 2024 equivalent of the vaudeville hook. Most of the festival went on as planned. There were fewer technical issues outside of that. There were fewer issues and stuff like getting in. One issue that happened for both days of this very successful festival, that it was definitely oversold. And they found that out because they released more tickets. And there were, let me put it this way. I know, Rowan, you were not there. Alex, there were 40,000 people at Sick New World this past April, correct?
Was it 40 or 60? So. Somewhere in that.
It was. Well, I tell you what, can one of you Google it while I do this Sick New World 2024 attendance? That way I can double check. So one of the biggest issues there that was broadcast across the board for people that loved it and people that didn't really care for it as much. I didn't see a lot of hate for When We Were Young was that this festival was bonkers oversold. Like, news channels were reporting with drones and helicopter footage of just how much more packed it was than the previous year. And part of me is like, that's great. That's what we want to see. We want to see a successful festival. It gets to the point, though, where it's unsafe.
Uh-huh.
So what was either of you, were you able to find the number?
I'm getting 65,000.
65,000.
I just got 60.
Okay. That's a good ballpark. 60 to 65. So... let me pull this up again. I just want to pull this up on my numbers, too. I'll cut this out. Sorry, everybody. I'll cut this out of the other one. Because there was... jeez.
90.
Is that your guess?
It's my guess, yeah.
Rowan, what's your guess?
I'm going Price is Right rules. I'm going to say 80.
You both split the difference. 85,000.
Oh,
holy cow.
So when you see pictures that are overhead, I'll try to look one up right now. Man, oh, man. Like, it shows so much, like the aerial stuff that I saw. It was all over TikTok. Many people, including festival workers, were saying it was straight up unsafe after a while. Oh, here's a good one.
And have Astroworld all over again. Can you imagine, like, 20,000 extra people? Can you just imagine how much of a difference that actually makes?
And the same grounds. Insane. And this is, like, downtown Vegas. This is the Strip. So on screen now, and guys, it'll catch up for you in a minute. Let's do this. Open image in a new tab. Of course.
I'll tell you firsthand, it is. So I've done Sick New World each year. I did When We Were Young last year. I did not go this year. Last year when I went, it was shoulder to shoulder.
Right.
So packed.
Now add tens of thousands more.
Yeah, that's tight.
From what people were saying, people were crammed at the side stage shows, even when no bands were playing on them. To me, that's bonkers. That's way too much. I get it. It's Vegas and you're going to make money. And every single one of those tickets was not cheap. However, at what point is this not fun?
By the way, you're in the desert, by the way. It's Nevada. It's got to suck. It can't help. Like,
It's the most expensive desert. Also, nothing is cheap. Nothing.
And confirm monsters were $8 here as well, Luke.
Yeah.
Jesus. So
the bands performed without a hitch. My Chemical Romance made everyone cry their eyes out, like we were suggesting last week. I'm glad the successful festival had something to run for 3 years now. I don't know if they'll do another album playthrough again. I think there's been enough oops situations for them to shy away from that. No doubt in my mind, When We Were Young will be back next year. It made way too much money. It was too successful on the same festival grounds to not do it again. Now we go to one tiny teensy problem that Alex and Rowan are already aware of because we talked about it in chat. There was an issue with someone who was managing the merchandise for When We Were Young. See, the problem is you have a master list of all the bands that are going to be at When We Were Young Festival, of any festival. What you do is you copy those bands and you paste them. You don't type them out manually. You just paste them and you can do your own designs and print them off that way. You could even probably, if they wanted to, tell AI, hey, take all these band names and lay them out in a fun way on the back of a t-shirt. They didn't. It sucks, but that's what they could have done. The reason I say this, there are so many other options that could have not led to When We Were Young, the typo festival. Now, This is the first t-shirt you're seeing on screen right now. There are three noticeable ones. I was waiting to see if anyone catches them. But the main I don't want to wait too much because we're going live, but still. New and Glory instead of New Found Glory. Amore for Sleep instead of Armor for Sleep. And finally, my favorite, We Are in the Crowd instead of We Are the In Crowd. Now, people can make a mistake. It's just one t-shirt design. Who cares? No. The other t-shirt design had typos as well. Different typos, even. We have Sleeping with Sirens and Movements. What happened? Did you give the high school intern a task he thought would just keep him busy for a month? And this is what they did?
How does this happen? Like, you had one job.
Yeah. No quality control.
And it's not like it's like Seosin, which is a made up name. It's not anything like that. Movements or We Are in the Crowd, as in the fans. What are you talking about? So
I like to think substances were involved
the whole weekend. They were, especially in Vegas. But man, oh, man, I'm willing to bet if we all stared at it long enough, we'd find another typo that hasn't been found yet. It's that type of quality.
You know what bugs me about this is that ticket price was so damn high. They could have afforded to pay for someone to go over it one more time before it made it to print.
Correct.
Yeah. By the way, how much were the shirts going for, by the way? Just imagine you miss it in the venue. You spend like $100 on a shirt and then you get home.
You pay the ticket price and you pay for merch and it's like $40 a t-shirt.
Yeah,
and they still had a bunch of typos. There was one shirt somebody said they missed an entire band altogether. And I'm like, how?
See, do you guys get what I meant about that? Like, you have a master list of all the bands. You just copy and paste and then you're set. You don't have to worry about typos and you can have accounts and like check them off. Nope. Didn't do any of that. I don't know.
I will say that my favorite is the Sleeping with Sirens like typo, because I like to read it as Sleeping with Syrians, and that's just really funny to me.
Yeah. I mean,
wasn't that $75 hoodie?
Yeah. Oh, if this was on a hoodie too, that'd be worse. You paid $75 for that. Well,
the chat is including their own misspells.
Just because it's
Ion
funny.
Maiden.
Dance Gravy Dance. Okay, that's a little funny. Dance Gravy Dance.
Oh, no, wait. What if for Dance Gavin Dance, it was Gavin Dance Gavin? They flip it or something.
Someone just said, I'm a graphic designer student who would have caught this. Pay me.
Right?
Yeah, and someone else is on my thing. How do you misspell movements? So
Movements is my favorite band.
Yeah. So
Movements, very underground, really underrated.
Someone just said
someone just said
next year if they have Failing in Reverse, I'd go.
Failing in reverse, that's a joke t-shirt. I would actually genuinely wear that.
Fine. It was decent. So there is one good bit of good news about this, though.
Someone make a failing or reverse shirt. I will buy it.
No, but you're on the right track, because New and Glory may not be the right band name for Newfound Glory, but that won't stop them from making a buck out of it, because Newfound Glory launched the limited edition New and Glory When We Were Young 2024 t-shirt with a photo of the band at When We Were Young from the stage and the New and Glory text. And it's a limited edition on Newfound Glory's website. They are going to make good money for doing minimal effort. Way to go to capitalize, Newfound Glory.
That's awesome.
Armor for Sleep, get on that. So
I am proud of them for that one.
Right? And that's such a simple idea, too. What are they going to say? What are they going to say to When We Were Young? Oh, are you mad at us copying your crap idea and typos and punctuation? Oh, no.
You know, but it's funny. They're like, they're leaning into it. This is probably going to become a collector's item now. Even this the misspelled shirts will probably be collector's items now. See,
I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know if those will be a collector's item because that's the only option. So anyone that bought the shirt, there's no correct option for the typos, you know?
Yeah.
If they did a reprint, maybe. I don't know. I'm on the fence about that. I get what you're saying.
I don't know. But then, like, you own the shirt. It's kind of like a nice piece of history, you know?
Sure. Well, it's a piece of history. Yeah.
And it could be one of those things where it's like the 2024 When We Were Young limited edition, all errors, you know, because it was just for this one When We Were Young year.
Yeah. I mean, someone,
is there anything more punk than misspelled band names?
You know what we should do? We should go on Etsy and make our own t-shirt design. Or like I have my Fourth Wall shirt and just do the same graphics, but intentionally mistypo every single name.
Like for sure on catch, let's do it.
The all Canadian rejects, you know, just make it wildly off too. Just something really stupid. So
Smashing Pumpkins? No, Breaking Watermelons.
Yeah. Pierce the Veil, Scratch the Veil. Just something really dumb, like just completely off. Jimmy Fed World, 5 year week. 4OH4. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Okay.
Ooh,
I know, but that would make money. So,
a day to remember. Sleep Tekken. I'm sorry, I'm reading the chat. By the way, these guys are great. Love you guys.
Yes, yes, you're all hilarious.
I do like Knocked Goose.
If there was a band called that, I would watch them.
If they have like emo geese on stage and that's the mascot, that's not too bad.
Oh no, the shirt is just like an emo goose or something like that. He's got like the little haircut.
But most people were saying, even though it was way too overcrowded, way overpriced, went off well and people were happy. So you know what? They're onto something. Maybe don't oversell it by that much. Maybe, because I don't want people to be unsafe. However, they're making money. They don't care what I think. Speaking of making money, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame made some money with their partnership with Disney as they advertised and broadcasted the Rock Hall ceremony for this year. They apparently had a good turnout, like good viewership for it. And Ozzy Osbourne, as he should, got the royal treatment. His true performance days were behind it, but he definitely got a good tribute with so many people talking about him, singing in his place. Doing presentations right now is on screen with him and Jack Black. Did any of you see any clips of it?
I watched Maynard's rendition of Crazy Train.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I watched all of the Ozzy bit. I tried to watch more, but I couldn't. I didn't. But yeah. I watched all of Ozzy.
So, yeah.
Fair enough. Any thoughts?
It was awesome.
Yeah, I thought so, too. I mean, this was the standout moment. This is what everyone came to watch it for, to be fair.
Yeah.
So
totally. I mean, I thought it was great. Like, sorry, let me tell you my thoughts and then I'll pass it on.
Of course.
So like the having Jack Black present it to Ozzy, I thought was great because he actually blew me away with his, you know, coverage of the Ozzy timeline. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about obviously throwing some personal memories there, you know, getting Blizzard of Oz for the first time and his introduction to metal and obviously Black Sabbath, like, you know, a lot of people argue created heavy metal. So just having Jack Black go through the whole thing from Black Sabbath to Ozzy to, you know, the Osbournes, the show, it was really fun to do this full recap. And then to see all of the tribute performances from all of these amazing artists was awesome. And a lot of them sounded really, really good.
They did. Absolutely. Rowan, any thoughts?
I mean, like, it was cool. I also, like, I just kind of, like, I appreciate that Maynard James Keenan, of all people, is officially now on Disney Plus. I would have killed if he sang Rosetta Stone and that was on Disney Plus.
You're not getting a Twitter on Disney Plus. No.
I know. It would have been hilarious. A man can dream, Luke. But, I don't know. It's just, like, it just felt like kind of like superfluous, you know, like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't want to make it too much of a discussion, but like, I don't know. It's just like it feels like it lost a lot of its luster, which is like how it kind of like treats certain genres and certain artists and all that stuff. It really is just like a popularity contest. And I don't know, when you kind of like think about it that way, it doesn't feel like as, I don't know, it just doesn't feel like as special, you know, it just feels more like obligatory.
It definitely feels just like part of the system now, where it's like, okay, what bands are we getting this year? Ozzy, I at least feel, was a proper headline name. Like 2 years ago when they put Rage in finally, that was, you was like, wow, okay, this feels appropriate for what you're doing. Ozzy Osbourne is a solo artist, that feels appropriate, and you're getting him while he's still with us. You know?
But it also felt like this shipment, if you genuinely like wanted to like recognize him for his like his contributions, he should have been added way, way earlier.
Sure. Absolutely. And I wonder if like the bill, because he was already in with Black Sabbath, that has something.
Yeah, but there are plenty of like, there are plenty of artists who have like different.
I know Stevie Nicks is already in it twice.
Eric Clapton too. Yeah.
Then again,
well, and that's the thing. Go ahead. To touch on both of your points, the rock and metal community, as we know, we're not popular. We are not going to be winning all of the Grammys or inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, look at all of the artists that have been inducted ahead of someone like Ozzy. I'm not, you know, throwing shade by any means, but Ozzy deserved, as a rock icon, to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame way ahead of some of these other names.
So, which is why I don't think the being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is as much as like, you know, an actual achievement or something like that. It's just more like, again, it just feels like a popularity contest.
Totally. And I feel that. And I agree with you. But I'm also glad that mainstream now has a little bit more of a taste of Ozzy than they would have gotten otherwise.
Correct.
So, you know, a little bit of both.
And I'm happy about that as well. So
Ozzy feels like he's always been in the mainstream, though.
Ever since his,
maybe like, not for youngins,
not for the current Gen Z, I think, because after the Osbournes came out on MTV, that was another push of Ozzy Osbourne, you know. But after that, we didn't have as much. Ozzy's put out albums. I'm not saying that, but like, it's not like he's the forefront again of music and everything.
I don't know. He's at least collaborative, like younger artists that are kind of like more in line with like what the younger generations or my generation listens to, like Post Malone and all that stuff. Yeah,
that's true, but it was never like he was the star, like he was the main focus. Yeah. It was Post Malone and things like, I get what you're saying, though. He's never left the full spotlight of show business and music and everything. But it's been a while since he was a true focal point like he is with the Rock Hall.
Yeah, yes, that's fair. Yeah.
So, and also, does anyone know of any other bands or artists that were nominated this year off the top of your head? I know one. I can't remember.
Nominated or inducted?
Inducted, excuse me.
I know a few.
Cher's the only
Foreigner, right?
Off the top of my head. Foreigner.
Yeah.
Air Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Ozzy, yes, of course.
Frampton, because
there was someone else, but I forgot.
I can't remember them all. See, that also kind of proves the point, too, though. Like, you can't keep up with them all because they're just kind of thrown in.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I know who it was.
It's like six acts or something per year or something.
All right, who made you mad?
Fucking Dave Matthews Band.
that is a range. Dave Matthews Band to Ozzy Osbourne.
It was right after Ozzy, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh, that was so good. Thank you, Ozzy. That was fantastic. And then Julia Roberts comes out with a Dave Matthews t-shirt on, and I'm like, what the hell is happening? What is this?
The order was definitely not the way it should have gone, but
Dave Matthews Band got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame before Motorhead. This is what pisses me off, too. Bands that were inspired by bands like Motorhead are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but Motorhead isn't.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, and I agree with you.
It's true.
Yeah.
And you're going to find more and more of that as it goes on. Like next year.
Oh, yeah. Again, that's why I barely watched Motorhead's not the performance. Next
year either. I just do not see that.
They probably never will.
So, but Dave Matthews Band is a part of history. Thank you, Mega. We will have a festival for you. Wow, that's a name, but thank you very much.
Can we say that name when we...
That's why I said Mega. I don't know if your YouTube name could be said on the podcast, but you know what? Mega?
Well, how do we name the festival?
Mega Festival. That's all we need. Thank you very much for the gift of memberships. Maynard was fire. All the performances for Ozzy stuff were solid.
I will say the other half of this person's name. If we get certain bands on in that festival, that will be perfect.
Yeah, we'll have to see what that festival gets us. Boy, that'll
yeah,
be,
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm already excited, man.
Mm-hmm. We do talking about, yeah, I know, talking about bands not in the Hall of Fame. Iron Maiden always comes up. Iron Maiden doesn't want to go in the Hall of Fame, especially Bruce Dickinson. So there is at least that side of the argument for why they aren't in yet. I at least see a little bit of understanding for that. Oasis was the same. Nothing like Iron Maiden, but Oasis said the same. We don't care about the Rock Hall. Go screw yourselves, in a British accent, very angrily. But we do have Iron Maiden news, and it is not the news because it broke just very recently. The original singer before Bruce passed away at 66. Paul Di'Anno. This was unexpected because he was performing live as of last year. And that's what sucks about it, too. I know he's had significant health issues that's been going on for several years. But the fact that he was still performing and he met up with Bruce Dickinson not too long ago and everything was going on, this did feel kind of unexpected to this extent. Does that make sense?
Well, he was really young, too.
66
yeah,
is not.
He's like 66 is not.
That's brutal. So he was, for those who are not aware, he was the first singer of Iron Maiden for the first 4 years, if I'm correct. Iron Maiden historians can correct me if I'm wrong on that. He was a key part of Iron Maiden's existence. And he gets often forgot about. And I'm not saying that's because, like, saying one singer is better than another, and people can make their arguments. This is a man that should get a lot more respect and credit than he had. So, best thing you can do, if you want to check it out, listen to those first couple Iron Maiden albums. Really good.
Yeah, Rat Child is a personal favorite.
Mm-hmm. Because there's something
he was
special.
On the debut, mm-hmm. self-titled, and Killers. So check those out. If you want to know what we're talking about.
Exactly. So we lose more and more every year of metal pioneers and icons, but Dave Matthews Band is in the Rock and Roll Enshrined forever.
Oh, I love this world we live in.
Is that how I want to sign off on the podcast? Just shut it down now. Thank you also, Subhuman, for the gift subs as well. Thank you so much. We will get to your festival as well. So we have 2 days of festivals for the fans, and then we'll also have our own. So we're getting a good 3-day weekend out of festivals, and we'll make sure to get those on time. We now go to some good news. Remember how I wanted this podcast to actually have good news to talk about? This was announced months ago, but now we're actually seeing some more spotlight on it. There is a full Static X documentary coming out, career spanning, that's going to debut in 2025. Evil Disco, The Rise, Fall, and Regeneration. Coming next year, and this goes from the inception of Static X, tons of footage, stuff never before seen, including interviews from Wayne, the original band, other members of Static X over the years, then going all the way up to his death, and the resurgence and rebirth of Static X with Zero from Edsel Dope taking Under the Mask and the original lineup. All this stuff, big multi-part series, if I'm correct. Upcoming documentary, aiming for 2025. Bassist Tony Campos promised in an interview that there's some stuff in the works for North America. The only thing that's confirmed right now is Europe and next summer. Getting to hope the documentary is done and out by next year. Still finishing it up. So it's cool that they actually kept to it and we're actually going to get to see the light of day on something like this, because this man right here on screen, Static X, that is an interesting man with an interesting story. So
I'm excited. I think this will be super rad.
Yeah.
I always love stuff like this, honestly, just like especially when they're collecting like all old footage. It's just like that really helps seeing the band evolve, you know?
Yeah. And especially if it's like we talk about someone dying young. Wayne Static died young.
Yep. He was like 40 or something, right?
2014 was when he passed away. I want to say he was either 40 or in his like early 40s. And it was an
accident. Yeah. I think he was in his 40s. Yeah.
Yeah. Like accidental overdose, like on the medication he was on with alcohol. So
Jesus,
like it's such a bummer the way it went out and things like that, because they were supposed to be on tour again, like Static X Reformed and things. They had plans. So I'm definitely interested to see what's going on with that. We'll have more news when it pops up, when we have a trailer and we have all this stuff. You can never get enough of Wayne Static screaming his head off into a microphone, growling about something ridiculous. And that's what he used to love to do. He did it in commercials even. It was great. So other than that,
I love that. That'll be fun.
I also wanted to say, Alex, if I'm correct, because we're talking about Static X, you also wanted to bring up something about El Nino.
Oh, yeah. So I found out what's happening with Marcus Leal.
Okay.
So let me pull it up. Let me pull up my notes.
Okay.
So Marcus, as we learned recently, left El Nino, and we were kind of talking about that a little bit.
Yeah.
It looks like he just, you know, released a brand new track on Rolling Stone. No, Revolver. My bad.
Okay.
So he just released a brand new track. Revolver Magazine debuted the video for Swim the Current, is what the band is called. Their debut single, or their most recent single, fronted by Marcus Leal, is called Stay. So this is a cowboy metal band, is how he's kind of describing it. So he left El Nino to join Swim the Current, a cowboy metal band. I haven't watched the new video yet, so I can't speak on that.
Fair enough. I mean, thank you, Ghost Kia, for the super chat. We'll get to that at the end. We'll get your festival as well. We got a full 4-day festival now. That's awesome. Cowboy metal is underrated if it's done well. 2022 Spirit World's album came out called Death Western. One of my favorite albums of the year. If you love Rob Zombie, but you also love like a full band performance and like really gritty and awesome, you need to check out Spirit World. It's huge. I don't know. It's killer. So
I don't know why, but like, I don't know. When I think cowboy metal, I think like early Pantera, you know, like Cowboys from Hell or something like that. You know, I don't know. Just like something like that. I feel like that's sort of like, I don't know, like that's sort of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you.
It's fun stuff. So that being said, wait, my camera is all over the place. This thing tracks on its own every now and then. There we go. Thank you very much, Ghost Kia. I think it went twice. We'll cover you either way, no matter what. I just want to know. I don't know if it charged you twice or not. So thank you, though. We appreciate it. As we move on, I also wanted to talk about, as it loads up for me, my song suggestion of the week before we get into our upcoming tours, albums, and festivals, because there's quite a bit announced. We do a song of the week. This week was my week. So with Better Lovers' new album coming out, Highly Irresponsible, this Friday, they released the new music video for one of their songs, Love as an Act of Rebellion. It is loud, chaotic, and bonkers, just as you would expect the supergroup composed of the Dillinger Escape Plan and Every Time I Die to be. I love it. It'll be on the post. It'll be tied to this video on YouTube and on the links and things like that. Check it out. I love it. I think it's great. So let's go to festival and tour news, because we had both announced this week, if I'm correct.
As far as tours, I've got a couple tours. We already talked about Warped Tour, obviously. That was our follow-up there.
Yes.
I'm excited about this one, Hailstorm. So if you're a Hailstorm fan, Lizzie and Joe are doing a stripped-down little living room sessions tour in January. So that's going to be super fun. Yeah, so they've got 12 intimate nights with Lizzie and Joe.
So is it kind of like what Brent and Zach do from Shinedown?
Exactly. Okay. So Lizzie and Joe are just going to hit the road. They're going to tell stories. They're going to bust out the acoustic, do some tracks, their own, and songs that, you know, kind of inspired what Hailstorm came to be. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If you're a Hailstorm fan, definitely check out one of these dates. It's something that you should not miss.
Very nice.
We've also got, this is such a brutal festival. And when I say brutal, I mean brutal tour. Okay. Boarded, Ingested, Peeling Flesh, and Stabbing. We've got a North American tour kicking off in February.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
So brutal. Holy cow.
That's a heavy. We've also got, that's death metal. So yeah, there you go.
So heavy. We've also got Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats. They are hitting North America beginning in February.
Okay.
And then Clutch. Clutch are really good live. Super awesome dudes. I love Clutch.
Clutch is groove metal and they're great.
So good. I love these guys. And they're nice guys, too, which always helps. So they just announced 4 Blast Tyrant shows with Many Eyes and the Native Howl coming up in December.
That's a fun tour.
Yeah,
it'll be
a good one.
Also, there was a festival announced that do you have the photo that we shared in group chat?
Let me pull it up.
So,
how could I forget?
I know. So if you want to talk about, like, if you just want to say what it is and where it is, go for that.
Cruel World. So it's very like new wave 80s bands. We've got it May in Pasadena. And it's got New Order. We've got the Go-Go's, Devo. We've got She Wants Revenge. That's a fun addition to that lineup. Till Tuesday. That's going to be super rad. And a little band called Garbage.
That's why she wanted to say that right there. So
yes,
That will be, yes, it's the same company that runs Coachella. However, this is much more of a goth, new wave, grunge-esque, alternative, not so much grunge, but alternative style festival in the desert. So that'll be available as well in the end of May. There will be one lady on standing outside of the fence, like Aaron Andre, let me in, as soon as Garbage starts playing. So, that being
I mean,
said,
I might be in the fence. True. I don't have to be outside.
If you can get in, but then you'll be outside of her trailer, let me in.
You know,
she's going to break into the trailer.
Mm-hmm. I'll just show up at like 6 a.m. be like, let me in. They're like, excuse me, ma'am. Gates open at noon. Come back later.
She says it in like her Irish accent, though. And Alex is like, ah.
Keep saying words. Mm-hmm. Shirley, come on.
So, man, I can listen to you talk for hours.
I'm saying get out of here.
Leave me alone.
No. Really angry, do that again, like,
really
Luke.
Really angry Irish accent.
She is Scottish.
Irish people are most fun when they're angry.
Scottish, excuse me. So just she goes from sweet Scottish to Scrooge McDuck when she gets really angry. So it's rough. So then we got albums coming up this Friday for October 25th. Anything you have on the list, Rowan?
We got a couple here. Okay. So we got Behemoth with Years of Blasphemy. Freaking love Behemoth. If anyone is interested in just like a nice, good death metal album, like, you know, the Satanist, that's always a classic. Atreyu is coming out with the, I hope I pronounced this right, the Pronoia Sessions.
Okay.
It's not really, I don't know if you can really call this like a new, an album or something. It's more like a collection of remixed songs along with two covers. They're covering Audio Slave's Like a Stone and Tom Petty's Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Okay.
But, you know, still pretty cool. It's just like kind of like a remix of all their greatest hits.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
Devin Townsend is coming out with Power Nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Great title. Pixies are coming out The Night the Zombies Came. It's, you know, I would think they would come out on Halloween a little bit. That's like 6 days early.
Yeah. Pixies have been around for such a long time, too. So,
yeah. And then finally, we got Green Day's, like, you know, American Idiot, the 20th anniversary edition is finally coming out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can get that along with your Demastered Dookie from last week that we talked
Green
about.
Green Day fans are eating well this year.
Yes, they are. Along with that tour, too. New album. Yeah.
Actually, no, they're going to be spending a lot of money. They're probably going to be living very frugal.
I don't know. Well, the Green Day fans will be frugal now because they spent it all. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Took me a minute. I'm talking. So, that being said, I think we got all the information out now that we were at 50 minutes in. We have some festivals to book. So, are you guys ready?
Yes.
That sounds like yeses to me. We got several. So, did we hit the like goal? I don't know myself. That's why I'm asking.
Refreshing.
I don't think we're gonna hit it, guys, but that's okay. You know,
we got three already from Chaz. I think we're good
already. It's true. We have fewer viewers this time, but I think it's just because it's a lower news week, and that's okay. But we still have a good we actually still have good retention, though. Our retention's better, so who knows. Someone else is saying let me in. Everyone's doing the Bray Wyatt, Eric Andre, let me in. Nice.
Yeah,
so let's,
now I have to.
Yeah. You don't. You don't, actually. You don't have to.
You do. You do. Commit to the bit.
I will be the news story afterwards. And you'll be like, this is crazy.
Crazy lady breaks into Garbage's trailer.
I did not say the trailer. I just meant festival gates. I am not going to, you know.
I'm going to call at 2 a.m. Mr. Spencer, this woman was just arrested with your microphone, the rocked microphone, used to pry open a trailer door. Would you like to explain this? I don't know this person. What are you talking about?
She's using her one phone call. She said she told us to call you.
Oh. I'll just use my one phone call to call in and be like, hey, guys, guess what's up?
Yeah. Guess who I just met?
Oh, no, wait. You call in from jail. You get on the next week. You're in jail, just like how you were in Europe or something, that you're just in a cell.
Uh-huh.
There's some like, menacing.
Look here, officer.
Cellmate.
Wait. I need to take my one phone call on Tuesday night, okay?
Look here, officer. Before you lock me up, take a selfie of me with her. Real quick.
Just need proof.
Again, I just imagine you go live.
The court order will be proof.
Dude, I just imagine you go live and there's just like a menacing looking like cellmate, just a big tattooed guy right behind you.
And he has a garbage tattoo. Charlie Manson also. You got to be there.
He did the same thing.
Yeah. Security got you too, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough out there, huh?
Oh my God. For those people. Go ahead.
I was just going to go on record and say, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, early. I was going to say, for legal reasons, she is not going to do that. Do not associate that.
She's doing it in Minecraft.
Podcast. Yeah, Minecraft's fine. Live at the garbage festival. Yeah, there. So for the people that donated $10 in Super Chats or gave enough gift memberships, you get your own festival. If you guys have not hit the like button yet, there's still time to do it. We'll still do a festival if you guys hit the like button. We're in the 40s, so it's not that far away. Please hit the like button if you haven't already. First up, we have Megafest. Also, with the super chat saying Maynard was fire. That was back during the Ozzy performance. Yeah, he was, and he usually is. I don't know if he's practicing when he's doing his jujitsu or playing in his vineyard, but whatever he's doing, he's keeping up with his practice. Here we go. It's always such a little bit of anticipation for what this is going to be. But here's proof I don't cheat.
If we get certain bands, the title of this guy's name will be very fitting.
Megafest. Yeah, everyone on YouTube knows. Everyone. First band for Megafest. It's going to take a minute to load.
You're going to jinx it, Rowan.
We got them a couple weeks ago. AJR.
We're getting kind of fitting.
We're getting a happy... very friendly, just a step away from the Wiggles type of band.
They're like the hipster Wiggles, so it kind of fits.
Yes. Number two. We got a problem. Kid Rock ruined everything, and we have to start all over. So there's no AJR.
You got saved there.
And just to prove, it kind of cuts it off on the thing. I'll have to fix that later. But it says, Kid Rock ruined everything. Start all over. And it has him looking. I don't know how to really describe how he looks. It doesn't matter. He ruined everything. Megafest. Band number one. Gojira.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, is that a step up.
Thanks, Kid Rock.
Band two.
Korn?
Hell yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Megafest is looking
really good.
Man, Megafest is looking a lot better. Band three.
Yeah.
Lorna Shore.
Yo, Kid Rock came in with the win right there.
Did Kid Rock just go to the festival promoters? Go, okay, we got to get him out of here. We got to start all over. Way different than what we had before.
Let's make this festival actually good.
Yes. Number four. Winona Fighter, a band I just shot at Riot Fest. Really fun band. A lot of good energy. Great opener for this. Good stuff. Check it out. And number five, Rob Zombie.
Dude, yes.
That's sick.
Oh, yeah.
I'll let you guys, Alex and Rowan, any thoughts about Megafest?
Megafest slaps.
Megafest does slap.
Would you go to Megafest, Rob Zombie?
Hell yeah.
Korn.
Yes.
Gojira, Lorna Shore, Winona, Fighter.
Dare you even have to ask me that?
Poll is in the chat for 30 seconds. Get your votes in. Man, that qualifier really saved the day. Not bad.
Everyone, we have Kid Rock to thank for this. I know that is a I know that is a hot statement.
When Kid Rock is so bad that the world just turned, like, gets together, goes, you know what? We can do better than Kid Rock. It's as if chaos came to chaos, said, let's get a little organized and give this something better for Megafest.
It was divine intervention.
Yes. The random image generator. Oh, no. We're not having this.
Yeah.
A few more seconds. I would go to this. I think Megafest sounds lovely. A perfect 5-band festival. Make it a tour. I don't care, but it's just a festival. We're trying to make money. I'm pretty sure this would make a lot of money. Who knew Kid Rock could improve a situation from the chat?
Right?
Kid Rock did something good with his life.
Finally. At 100% unanimous. Yes.
That's a first, right? 100%?
I think so. Unanimous.
Good job, Mega D.
Well done, everyone, for Mega D. Yeah. Good job for Mega Fest. We now move on to Subhuman, who gifted 5 Rocked memberships. Thank you again, Subhuman, for that. We're getting the next Subhuman Fest. The last several have been very good. Subhuman, you are getting first. Death Clock. I mean, you're already off on a good part, Subhuman. Right there. You're getting something real brutal. Hope no one dies at the festival, though.
It's our rules. Do we get the animated band or do we get the live band?
Well, it's the live band, but they play all the animated stuff behind them, so you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Number two.
That's pretty cool.
Lamb of God.
All right, pretty heavy festival.
Yeah, these both these days of these festivals for MegaFest and Subhuman Fest are really aligning well together. Number three, Escape the Fates. Okay, maybe not perfectly aligning together.
Still could be worse.
It could be, and also this might be a Warped Tour band. So and the more I think about it, it will be a Warped Tour band. I'm pretty sure they were at when we were young. Number four. 21 Pilots. Boy, did
that
this take a turn.
That is a total whiplash right there.
Lamb of God and 21 Pilots, eh?
Oh, God.
It'll make money, and that's what we need.
Yeah.
And number five, Mastodon. So,
that's really good. If it wasn't for 21 Pilots, I would say this is a really solid line. I'm not even saying 21 Pilots is bad. It's just so vastly different.
It does stick out just a touch.
A touch is an understatement.
21 Pilots, Lamb of God, Mastodon. Who else was there? Escape the Fates.
And Gojira. Not Gojira.
Death Clock.
Death Clock.
I'm going.
This festival's, it's just a different kind of groove.
It is. You know what? This is a different variety. And having the Death Clock fans and 21 Pilot fans together, maybe they'll make friends. Maybe they'll find some common ground.
Maybe Death Clock will kill all the 21 Pilot fans.
There is a unfair history of Death Clock having a lot of fans die, but the fans are happy about it. So I can't really say it's a problem because if they're happy about it, 92% would go to Subhuman Fest. Okay, so here's the thing. Ghost Kia gave a super chat saying, what lineup do you all wish to see next year? And I think he was talking about either Warped Tour or When We Were Young. Is there any festival lineup or tour that you guys would want to see next year that you can think of?
My existing one?
Or for any festival or any tour, it doesn't really specify.
I think the question was, who would we want to see at Warped Tour?
Yeah. See,
yeah.
It's weird because so many bands that have already played at Warped Tour years ago, that's what's going to happen. I don't know if there's something like fresh, like, oh, that'd be cool to see them. Would it be cool to see My Chemical Romance headline Warped Tour? Yes. Do I think it'll happen? I don't know.
I'm going to be honest. My top wish would be to see Paramore.
That's possible.
That would be amazing.
I could see them even if it's just one of the weekends, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
They just played at When We Were Young, but I would really love to see Dance Gavin Dance, honestly.
That I can see happening too.
Yeah. They were a legacy act too, right?
Yes. They were big on Warped Tour as well. So
yeah, that's likely.
And also someone just said we want Chris Hansen at Warped Tour. He might just show up and be ready. So
Chris Hansen with the crew.
Yeah.
He's already sitting in one of the buses
waiting. So Thing is, Ghost Kia's thing got charged twice. So I don't know how many likes we have right now, but we're going to end this with giving him the double special because I think it was accidental. He's getting more bands. So we're getting a 1-day super Ghost Kia festival. You guys ready for this? We're going to do it real fast. Yeah. 10 bands real quick. Keep track, someone, if you would, because I'm going to forget. Number one, Ghost Kia Fest. Crobot, funk rock, really fun band.
I think you mentioned it before, and I thought...
I keep
hearing it as Probot, which is Dave Grohl's side.
CRO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two.
I know.
The Decemberists. Boy, is this festival already going all over the place.
Who the hell is that?
Oh, you don't know who the Decemberists are? Okay, folk rock with like
folk rock,
like 20 different instruments, but they've been played on so many movies and commercials and TV shows as well. So
this is who's showing up at Warped Tour.
They had an album come out this year. So number three, Stained. Okay, Ghost Kia. We got seven more though, Ghost Kia. Don't you worry about it. Number four, Seether.
Okay, decent.
Number five, Godsmack. Okay, there's a theme to this last three. Not gonna spell it out for anybody. I'm just saying there's a theme. Number six,
Great is Grace.
Lacuna Coil.
Ooh.
It's getting interesting now. Number seven, Code Orange. Wow, it got real interesting now. Number eight, Ailstorm. Not Hailstorm, but A-L-A-L-E, Pirate Metal.
Good
number nine.
God, this is a mess.
Number nine, Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen. And number 10, Architects. So
this is all over the place.
Everyone get that? Would, I'm just going to type it out. Would you go to Ghost Kia Fest?
Now, are we doing this like Sick New World when we were young style and shoving it all into one day? Or are we doing 2 days?
I think you wrote it as a message again.
I didn't get that time. I was messed up because it like glitched out on me. It's not my fault this time. However, I at least
cringe,
caught it.
Cringe.
Oh, that's
cringe,
YouTube. I don't care.
Cringe. Cringe.
Would you go to Ghost Kia Fest? Poll is open. It depends on the timing of the bands, like who's scheduled at what time slot of the day. And I don't know. Thoughts?
Go.
I'd see some of these bands. I don't know.
I
feel like this would be something I would just be... I'm sorry.
It says if you go, you have to sit there in your seat and watch all 10 bands in succession. So,
you know, I just like come and go as I please or something like that. Right.
Yeah. I'm going to leave for 2 hours and do errands and then come back.
Since exactly.
I got to go try the festival food. I'm going to go watch Lacuna Coil and then I'm going to go watch Architects. I'm going to go enjoy... You know, Wolfgang Van Halen, because he did so good at the Rock Hall thing.
He did. He really did. So here we go. Much closer. However, we got 57% saying yes.
A la carte fest. That's actually perfect.
That was a la carte fest. That was close. That was real close, but we made it. So
yay.
That being said, thank you all so much for the super chats, for the gift memberships. They do help. When I have early access for my next video, you guys will have that if you got a gift membership. So thank you guys for doing that.
I'm sorry, by the way. Someone pointed out Ghost Kia themselves has said no. And so they're not going to their own festival.
I mean, you already paid for it, so you don't have to. So we'll hopefully get an ROI on your deposit and your investment, hopefully. So that being said, thank you for sticking with us. We tried to speed through it as much as I could, even though there was some technical user error issues with the chat and the poll. I was trying to do too much at the same time. As we head out, Alex, do you have anything you would like to close with?
Nope.
Rowan, how about you?
Just a quick thing. Like, was at Comic-Con this past weekend, and I saw someone dressed up as Vessel from Sleep Token, which was really cool.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Sleep Token still getting love, even though it's not an album year for them. So that's pretty impressive too.
Yeah, and also it's a comic book festival. It's not
even music related. Yeah. So
yeah.
My thing, Rock Coliseum again tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern on this channel. 2 hours of shenanigans and ridiculous attitudes and probably terrible impressions and weird reactions. It's gonna be chaotic like it always is. Please tune in for that. Tell your friends, blah, blah, blah. Also, thank you everyone for tuning in for us live. Leave comments. We'll reply to them. Hope you all are doing well. Alex, do you have any words of wisdom and or a joke you would like to try to catch us on for today?
Why didn't the skeleton go to the party?
Go ahead. Can you say it again?
Yeah. Rowan, you hush.
Sorry.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the party?
Because he had nobody to go with.
Because he didn't because he didn't have the guts.
No, I have another one, though.
You can't tell a joke and they have like five punchlines.
Okay, fine. So Rowan got it. Yes, he had no body to go with.
Rowan got it.
Yes. Heard it before.
Oh. Yeah, whatever.
Hey,
I'm enjoying my Halloween themed dad jokes.
It's true. Oh, next week you're going to probably
try another,
aren't you? Do you have another? No.
Why couldn't the skeleton cross the road?
Because he didn't have the guts.
Yeah, you already got it before I even said it.
You told the joke of a punchline I already got?
Yeah.
It's okay. Next
gotta keep
week,
you on your toes.
Yes. Next week is our Halloween episode. I anticipate more Halloween shenanigans or the jokes. Thank you again, everyone. Alex, better luck next time. I'm sure you'll sulk a little bit. She's threatening us, everyone that's listening that didn't see that just now.
I would have gotten away for it too if it weren't for you meddling kids.
Exactly. Telling the popsicle stick jokes.
We won one. We cannot, that's all we can say.
I'll get you and your little dog too.
Not Ivan.
My dog.